HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place for entertaining information on Colorado festivals and travel. What a crazy month. With Thanksgiving so late this year, it feels like we didn't have time to take a breath between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I know a lot of you are feeling this way. If you need a little decompression time, why not indulge in Christmas tea? This will force you to sit down, at least for a little bit. All the fancy hotels seem to offer Christmas tea. The Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, the Brown Palace in Denver. But if you live here in Fort Collins, you can forego the drive and have tea at the Hilton. They've been doing Christmas tea for a number of years, and although I haven't personally done it, several of my friends give them rave reviews. Other ways to unwind during this hectic season might be taking in a play or concert. Most of the orchestras from Fort Collins to Colorado Springs will be doing a holiday-oriented concert this month. The Nutcracker is on stage everywhere at this time of year, and if you haven't seen Candlelight Dinner Playhouse's production of Scrooge, you've been missing out. Give yourself the gift of a break this holiday season and spend a little time getting some extra culture. Plus, it's a chance to put your feet up. Metaphorically, of course, I don't think the Fort Collins Symphony would appreciate you actually putting your feet up during their concert. I was able to attend Race of the Santas in Breckenridge on the 7th. It was part of their Lighting of Breckenridge celebration. Watching 100 Santas race down Breckenridge's Main Street was quite entertaining. The goal was to race 3 blocks, drink some milk and eat some cookies, and then race back. Winners got prizes that included fancy Uller Festival helmets. It was a hoot. You can see all the photos on HeidiTown's Facebook page. Breckenridge is one of my favorite Colorado Christmas towns. The Victorian style of their downtown makes it feel as though you are standing in the scene on a Christmas card. This week, we'll be up in another great Colorado Christmas town, Grand Lake. I'm hoping to try my hand at ice fishing, so watch for a write-up on HeidiTown.com, as I'm sure it will result in some interesting fodder for the blog. Other stuff you may have missed out on if you haven't visited HeidiTown.com lately is a post about skiing Powderhorn Resort, a write-up with lots of pictures from the Denver Chris Kindle Market, a listing of all the Colorado Santa Claus trains, a post about Colorado Gives Day that highlighted all the nonprofits that had received a spot on HeidiTown this past year, a review of Living West, the newest section that has opened at History Colorado, and several birthday trip write-ups. As a reminder, you are listening to the HeidiTown segment on KRFC 88.9 FM in Fort Collins, Colorado. The next couple of weeks will be filled with holiday fun and with family and friends. The Christmas festivals are mostly scheduled for the beginning of the month, although you can still visit the Chris Kindle Market in downtown Denver and visit Santa in downtown Fort Collins. And speaking of downtown Fort Collins, we discovered a fun date night activity recently. This city really dresses up nice for the holidays. And after a brief stroll in the cold, looking at the lights up and down College Avenue, we ducked in for some delicious dessert at the Chocolate Cafe. We hadn't been there for years, and it was delicious. If you can't get away for an entire evening out, dessert is a good option for a quick date night with your honey. The new year is just around the corner, so that means I'll be writing my year in review on HeidiTown. It's a wonderful opportunity to share all the cool stuff I've experienced and to give you some ideas on what should be on your bucket list in 2014. I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas and New Year's, or whatever other holiday you might be celebrating this season. I also hope that you get a chance to sit down and catch your breath this month, even if it's just for an evening. Thanks for listening, and remember, you can connect with me on HeidiTown.com, on Facebook.com/HeidiTown.com on FB, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest, or Circle the Town on Google+. Until next time, happy holidays.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.